A new study of the Medicare Prescription Drug Discount Card program shows the cards can provide significant savings, but it also found people have to navigate a complex and sometimes confusing process to find those savings. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, the challenge to educate Medicare's 41 million enrollees will only grow in the months ahead.
Democrats and Republicans have been sparring over the merits of the new drug discount card since they debuted in May. Republicans say the cards provide meaningful cost savings to seniors who don't have other drug coverage. Democrats say better discounts are available elsewhere, and the cards are really only helpful to low-income beneficiaries who can claim a $600 subsidy along with their card. So the study by a bipartisan consulting group for the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation was eagerly awaited by both sides. And it suggested that both sides are partially right. Co-author Mike Hash was a top Medicare official in the Clinton administration.
In broad terms, there are savings to be had by people who enroll in these discount cards.
And co-author Julie James, a former top Republican Senate staffer, said fears that card sponsors would lock in beneficiaries, then raise drug prices, haven't materialized.
We found in the drugs that we looked at and tracked, there was very little change in prices.
But James also said the potential savings vary widely, so it matters which card a beneficiary chooses.
We found one individual with a basket of drugs that would actually have paid twice as much if they had used the highest price card over the lowest price card for a difference of over $100 a month.
And the study found that so many choices of which cards cover which drugs at which pharmacies has left many people scratching their heads. Medicare Administrator Mark McClellan says many of those problems have already been addressed.
When you use our website now, you will get information on the five best choices for you based on your medicines, based on the pharmacies that you prefer to use, based on your own personal preferences.
But now there's yet another difficulty on the horizon. By this time next year, beneficiaries are going to have to learn a whole new set of rules for a whole new program, a full drug benefit set to start in January of 2006. That will replace the card program entirely. Study co-author Mike Hash says he hopes Medicare officials will learn from the difficulties people are having with the discount card program.
The trick is finding the right balance between enough information to inform people, to give them the basis to make a decision about what's the best value from them, versus complete and comprehensive information that for many people will seem overwhelming and confusing.
That confusion has apparently kept many seniors from signing up for the cards. Enrollment has now topped 4 million, McClellan said, but most of those cards have been provided automatically by private HMOs. Only about 1.5 million beneficiaries have signed up for cards themselves. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.